Welcome to The Randy Report. I'm Randy Slavacek, your host. I'm also the writer and editor of therandyreport.com, where I cover the daily news cycle regarding politics, pop culture, and entertainment news of interest to the LGBTQ community and its allies. As we take our first steps into 2023, I did want to take a pause to look at some of the good news and big moments of 2022 for LGBTQ folks. In this episode, I'm going to revisit some of the best LGBTQ songs, movies, and TV, and top news stories of the year, at least in my opinion. I know folks like to make top 10 lists, but one of the hallmarks of the Randy Report is brevity. You folks don't want to listen to me drone on about the top 10 news stories, the top 10 movies, etc. Plus, to be honest, if I'm putting my name on a best of list, I want to feel strongly about them, so I'm going to try and stick to top fives in this show. I'll kick this off with my first entry of my top five favorite songs by out LGBTQ artists. Out singer-songwriter Ryan Neyland dropped his powerful and personally cathartic single, What Makes a Man, in late February, and somehow I knew it was going to be on my best of list. The well-crafted song begins its journey with a familiar pensive perspective for young gay men figuring out who they are. What makes a man? Along the way, Neyland bounces off of one manly expectation to another as he and his collaborators artfully build to full-on power pop anthem, asserting a knowing confidence that can only be earned. Throughout the song, Neyland flexes his muscular vocals and range to impressive effect, moving with equal ease from introspective exploration to stadium rock. This is a real voice, folks. Take a listen to Ryan Neyland's What Makes a Man.
What makes a man? Someone to be just like their father. Grow up and love somebody's daughter and make him proud. I don't understand. I tend to relate more to my mother. Everyone said when I was younger that I'd come around. But I listened to the things they said and I lost my way. Kinda believed I should be someone else, not myself. Oh, and nothing has changed. Maybe it's too late.
Father, grow up and love somebody's daughter and make him proud.
Next up, let's take a look at what I consider the top five LGBTQ news stories of 2022. First, the Respect for Marriage Act, widely considered the greatest legislative victory for LGBTQ rights since the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell in 2011, was passed by Congress with little time to spare before the end of the legislative session and quickly signed into law by President Joe Biden on December 13th. Should the U.S. Supreme Court overturn or substantially weaken the constitutional right to same-sex marriage, the Respect for Marriage Act will protect against some of the greatest harms that would result for same-sex couples in the United States. While the new law doesn't force states to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples, if Obergefell is struck down, the Respect for Marriage Act does force states to recognize legally performed marriages in other states. Number two, monkeypox. In August, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention declared the monkeypox virus, also known as MPV, a public health emergency in the United States. Cases by then had been reported in all 50 states, the District of Columbia, and Puerto Rico, and almost all were by gay and bisexual men who have sex with men. The number of MPV cases has now declined from a peak of 440 a day in August to 60 in October, thanks to the eventual rollout of a vaccination program. At this point, there have been nearly 30,000 cases reported in the United States and 20 deaths connected to the disease. Number three, the hideous Club Q shooting. On November 19th, the eve of the annual Transgender Day of Remembrance, a gunman opened fire in Club Q, a Colorado Springs LGBTQ nightclub, killing five people and wounding 17 others in the deadliest attack on LGBTQ people since the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando in 2016. The suspect, who was tackled and disarmed by patrons, including a trans woman, was charged with 305 criminal counts, including hate crimes and murder. The tragedy ignited a conversation about the link between hateful anti-LGBTQ rhetoric on social media and actual violence directed at the community. Number four, more anti-transgender bills were proposed this year in state legislatures than during any other time in the nation's history, mostly targeting trans youth. Some laws prohibit trans student athletes from playing and competing, while others restrict access to bathrooms and locker rooms that align with their gender identities, and others target medically approved treatments for trans young people. Just one example, Texas Governor Greg Abbott directed child welfare authorities to investigate parents who made gender-affirming health care available to their trans and non-binary children. Hideous. And number five, and I thought this was pretty cool, Karine Jean-Pierre made history this year, becoming the first Black and the first LGBTQ White House press secretary, having previously served as deputy press secretary to Jen Psaki and chief of staff for then vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris. This means that the public face of the White House right now is a Black queer woman. How awesome is that? Song number two in my countdown. After a lifetime of singing Christian music, performing with major acts around the world, Nashville-based singer-songwriter Nicole Serrano came out publicly as a gay woman for the first time in an appearance on Good Morning America and in an interview for Instinct Magazine with me. That same day, she premiered her new single, Nice to Meet You. The song not only reintroduces her to the world, but holds a double meaning reflecting on getting to know and love herself. The song, Nice to Meet You, has a rich, earthy vibe complete with fuzzy guitars and effortless vocals by Serrano. Here's the oh-so-talented Nicole Serrano with Nice to Meet You.
About what you think of me, I have tell myself only nothing else gives me any reason to doubt again.
Some highlights from LGBTQ pop culture news. In January, MJ Rodriguez became the first out transgender actress to win a Golden Globe Award. She took home the trophy for Best Actress in a TV Drama for her role as Blanca on FX's groundbreaking series Pose. It was also the first Golden Globe win for Pose. Number two, Ariana DeBose became the first out queer woman of color to win an Academy Award for acting when she won Best Actress in a Supporting Role for her star-making turn as Anita in the reboot of West Side Story. After acknowledging that she's queer in her acceptance speech, she added, "To anybody who has ever questioned your identity, ever, 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 or you find yourself living in the gray spaces, I promise you this. There is indeed a place for us." Number three, transgender Jeopardy champion Amy Schneider was finally beaten in a game of Jeopardy on January 26th, ending her winning streak of 40 games and a total haul of $1,382,800. Her run was the second longest, making her the winningest woman contestant in Jeopardy history. She was the first out transgender contestant to make the Tournament of Champions, and she won, taking home the $250,000 grand prize. The hit reality competition series RuPaul's Drag Race had a heartwarming transgender coming out. And then another. And then another. Until we got five transgender gals in one season. Visibility, folks. And number five, sadly, we lost some big legends this year, including out actors Leslie Jordan and Anne Heche, as well as iconic LGBTQ allies Angela Lansbury and Olivia Newton-John. Back to the music. Just Another Song is the soulful singer from LA-based recording artist Kalichi, featuring powerhouse pop artist Vincent. Kalichi says the upbeat retro pop track is about picking up the pieces of your broken heart by throwing your cares away and dancing like nobody's watching. It's hard to imagine two more perfectly paired voices than this duo. And the music video is a fun, uncluttered throwback to the 1980s, when artists kept the focus on the music. I really liked it. Here is Just Another Song.
I'm drowning in tears, losing my mind. The part of love you don't hear about. I sleep with my fears, tell myself that I'm fine. In time, I'm gonna work it out. Right now, I'ma close my eyes.
There was a lot of great LGBTQ representation in TV in 2022, and here are five of my favorites. First, Netflix's biggest breakout hit of the year, Heartstopper. And I'll admit up front, this is definitely my favorite TV show of the year. Set in a high school, it's a queer romantic comedy that follows the love story of outcast Charlie Spring, played by Joe Locke, and rugby star Nick Nelson, played by Emmy Award winner Kit Connor. The tagline for the series says it all. Boy meets boy, boys become friends, boys fall in love. And fall in love they do in 8 half-hour-long episodes across a vast array of classic high school scenarios. Heartstopper has gotten across-the-board praise for its depiction of queer joy and queer heartbreak, resonating deeply with the audiences as its uniquely wholesome, heartwarming story gives new meaning to feel-good TV. It's the kind of show you wish you had growing up. The series, based on the Alice Oseman graphic novels of the same name, was immediately renewed for 2 more seasons. You can watch Heartstopper on Netflix. Number 2, in season 2 of the ensemble drama The White Lotus, one storyline follows Quentin, played by Tom Hollander, and his gaggle of rich older European gays. On the surface, they appear to be a group of wealthy, fun-loving tourists who befriend Tanya, played by the always fabulous Jennifer Coolidge, and take her on all sorts of adventures. They present as the stereotypic gay best friends to Tanya that are there to save her vacation, spill some hot tea, and help her turn the beat around. And look, Quentin even brought his hunky nephew, Jack, along for the trip, who's a perfect match for Tanya's young assistant, Portia. And that's just one of the multiple storylines. But by now we know The White Lotus is all about flipping the script on first impressions, about who people are and turn out to be, and that's exactly what happens. I won't spoil the mystery, but I promise you'll enjoy this trip to Sicily and The White Lotus. You can find season 2 of The White Lotus on HBO. Number 3, A League of Their Own is a fictionalized account of the very real All-American Girls Professional Baseball League, also known as the AAGPBL. Set in the 1940s, A League of Their Own splits its time between two main stories, one being that of Carson Shaw, played by Abby Jacobson, a pro baseball hopeful that's run away from her safe and quiet life to follow her dreams. She joins the Rockford Peaches and navigates her sexuality and identity with the help of teammates, all while trying to keep her team and the league afloat. The other main story follows Max, played by Shantae Adams, who also dreams of joining the pro girls baseball team, but can't, as the league doesn't allow black players. So instead, she turns her sights to the integrated men's teams and goes on her own journey of self-discovery and self-acceptance and finds the success she always dreamed of. You can catch A League of Their Own on Amazon Video. Number 4, showrunner David Jenkins asked himself the question, what if the most famous pirate in history was gay? And he answered with the slapstick comedy Our Flag Means Death, which eventually reveals itself to be a romantic comedy in the final act, with the queer love story at its heart between Blackbeard, played by Taika Waititi, and Teed Bonnet, played by Rhys Darby, receiving tender treatment amid all the maritime violence. Things between the two beefcake buccaneers were left in rocky waters at the end of season 1, but season 2 is hopefully just around the corner. Our Flag Means Death is available now on HBO Max. And number 5, Amazon Freevee's High School, an intimate and grungy look at the quiet aspects of queer youth based on the lives of Canadian queer pop artists Tegan and Sarah. Starring TikTok stars Rayleigh and Season Gilliland as Tegan and Sarah respectively, High School's heartfelt portrayal of teenage girlhood and the loneliness that accompanies queerness, along with its stellar directing, makes this series one of the best of 2022. You can see High School on Amazon's Freevee. Back to the music. Out country crooner Cameron Hawthorne gave us the romantic, loping ballad, Nothing Like a Cowboy, a musical ride extolling the allure and attraction of a gentleman cowboy. With the steel guitar keening in the background, Hawthorne delivers tender yet muscular vocals that echo the intimate, aching authenticity of the lyrics. Hawthorne has shown impressive musical range with his releases. He came out in 2019 with the romantic throwback ballad, Dancing in the Living Room, and followed that up with some line dancing in his red-hot Oh Hot Damn. Since then, he's continued to deliver his classic style of country music from a straight-up, unabashedly gay perspective. Take a listen to Nothing Like a Cowboy.
Some people put it on like a hat, like an act, but he don't. Some guys will turn around, bullet out of a gun, but he won't. He's strong like his hands, got his roots in the land that his boots are standing on. But you can see in his eyes that he's gentle and kind, and a man that knows what he wants. There's nothing like a cowboy, a rough and tumble, hold his ground, boy. Treat you right like the way he was raised, a little yes ma'am, little John Wayne, like something from the movies, faded leather and some blue jeans.
but the real and genuine kind, the one you keep around cause it's hard to find. There's nothing like a cowboy, nothing like a cowboy. Sometimes he's gonna ride in at night, he'll be tired from working, but even when it's beat, he'll give you what you need. Some damn good loving. There's nothing like a cowboy. A rough and tumble, hold his ground, boy. Treat you right like the way he was raised. A little yes, ma'am. Little John Wayne. Like something from the movies. Faded leather and some blue jeans. But the real and genuine kind, the one you keep around cause it's hard to find. There's nothing like a cowboy. Nothing like a cowboy. Like a cowboy, rough and tumble, hold his ground, boy. Treat you right like the way he was raised. A little yes, ma'am, little John Wayne. Like something from the movies. Faded leather and some blue jeans. But the real and genuine kind, the one you keep around cause he's hard to find. There's nothing like a cowboy. Nothing like a cowboy.
Let's talk about movies. Here are five of what I feel were the best LGBTQ movies of 2022. First, we have to talk about the uber gay romantic comedy Bros, which was definitely winner in my book. Starring Billy Eichner and Luke McFarlane, the film is one of the funniest laugh-out-loud movies I've seen in a theater in a very long time. And the good news is, the film doesn't succeed just by swapping out a female romantic protagonist for a second male lead. Nope. This is gay dating in 2022, with all its messy complications and queer foibles. You can catch Bros now, streaming on Peacock. Number two, they say that no man is an island, much in the same way that no gay's trip to Fire Island is complete without the company of their chosen family. The gay-themed romantic comedy Fire Island the Movie starred Bowen Yang, Margaret Cho, and the film's writer Joel Kim Booster, along with a stellar cast. The movie, a modern-day romantic comedy inspired by Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice, is set amid gay New York's favorite summer vacation mecca, the Fire Island Pines. The story follows two best friends who set out to have a legendary week-long summer vacation with the help of cheap rosé and a clutch of eclectic friends. The film highlights queer joy and also shines a light on Fire Island and its rich history. The film is now streaming on Hulu. Number three, spoiler alert, is based on the true story of journalist Michael Asiello and Kit Cowan's relationship that takes a tragic turn when Cowan is diagnosed with terminal cancer. That may sound like a really heavy, sad story, and it is, but there's much joy and fun. It's about life and the messiness of love. Thanks to stars Jim Parsons and Ben Aldridge, respectively, Michael and Kit's all-too-short romance is a touching, funny, and humane look at love and life. The film is currently in theaters and expected to land on streaming platform Peacock. Number four, Close, is the story of Leo and Remy, two 13-year-old best friends growing up in rural Belgium, whose seemingly unbreakable bond is suddenly, tragically, torn apart by a thoughtless remark by a student at their new school. Lucas Daunt's film is an emotionally transformative and unforgettable portrait of the intersection of friendship and love, identity and independence, and heartbreak and healing. Even with its sensitive, intimate texture, I found the film to be devastating. The film won the Grand Jury Prize at the Cannes Film Festival and the Sydney Film Prize when it was screened at the Sydney Film Festival in 2022. It's also Belgium's official entry for the Best International Feature Film category at the upcoming Academy Awards. Close is scheduled for release in the United States on January 27th. And finally, The Whale, featuring a knockout performance by Brendan Fraser as a severely obese gay man who's lost his partner and is trying to reconnect with his daughter. It's a story about as human as it can get, with darkness and light competing with each other for dominance in this broken man's soul. Fraser delivers a stunning, brave performance colored by addiction and loss, and the small supporting cast is excellent across the board. The film takes its time, laying the groundwork that earns its dramatic final moments. Look for Fraser as a serious contender for the Best Actor Oscar this year. The Whale is currently in theaters. And that brings me to the end of this episode of The Randy Report. If you enjoy catching up on LGBTQ news in a quick podcast, I'd appreciate it if you would share it with your friends. I like to think of The Randy Report as the 60 minutes of gay news, only shorter, usually. And remember, you can find me every single day on the internet at therandyreport.com, where I cover the daily news cycle regarding politics, pop culture, and entertainment news of interest to the LGBTQ community and its allies. I'll close this roundup with out-singer-songwriter Zola Simone's single, Unsaid, which she says is about passion and walking the line between lust and love at the beginning of a relationship. It's about becoming so connected to someone, you don't need words to communicate. I want to add that while I'm only sharing five best of 2022 songs in this episode due to time constraints, with an emphasis on indie out artists because they need the exposure, I want to remind people that there was lots of terrific new music out there from out musicians across every genre, like country artists Sam Williams and Hayden Joseph, fresh electronic dance tunes from Neary and John Duff, indie pop from Jordy, Aidan James, and Brandon Anderson, and soulful R&B from artists like Avery Bronze and Rylan James. Please revisit my past episodes for my reports on them. I think they're all terrific, and I really encourage supporting these out musicians. Thanks for listening, folks. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you next time.
Memorize their flesh. These words aren't said. Yeah. to say it.